let's go on over to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline. I'm fired up for this one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Do we have Jill and Bryce on the line?
We are here.
Hey, yes, good morning. I love this story and can't wait to talk to y'all. Mom Water, y'all created it, and it's a just fantastic story to anybody that, you know, come up with a new product. I don't want to say y'all are old, but not you're not 20 and just, you know, were determined to do this your whole life. You've come into it, but it's an amazing story. You're growing this brand across the country. We don't have it here in Alabama yet, but we hope to have it. So jump in, and we're going to...
What is Mom Water?
Yeah, tell us what Mom Water is and then how it came about, because this is fantastic.
Go ahead, Jill.
Of the two of us, I'm not the talker. That's why I invited Bryce to join me. Mom Water is a fruit-infused vodka water that I created because I was tired of all the sugary drinks and the seltzers, really. It's different. It's not carbonated.
Okay.
Yeah, it was something she kind of stumbled on. It was at a resort where she found passion fruit water, and she'd hydrate with that water every day, and she kind of fell in love with that water. And that shortly turned into filling her cup up with the water and just asking the bartender to just put enough vodka in there where I don't taste it, and I just kind of want to try to drink this passion fruit water.
Yeah.
And so the concept originated there in 2018, actually.
Man, how do you go? This is what I'm amazed at. How do you go from, you know, telling the bartender to kind of, you know, put some vodka in my drink to then going, man, we ought to can this, and then taking it, like, not only should we can it, how do we get it out to the marketplace and then that work? What was that whole process like?
I would imagine that's been the answer to that question has been the sum total of your life the last couple of years, huh?
Yeah. Long story short, I got back to the States and couldn't find anything like it. And I said, we just need to figure out how to remake this. And then after 6 months to a year of doing that, I kind of urged him. I was like, we should make this. He kind of laughed at me. He's like, I don't know what you're even referring to here.
Gotta go, Bryce.
It started to kind of have this life of its own around our pool where, you know, Jill and her friends in 2018, that's when seltzers really were taking off, and they were trying every one of them. And they all noticed the same thing, that by the end of the day, they just didn't feel the greatest, you know, dehydrated, been in the sun all day. And with carbonation, it just kind of hit them wrong. And so she started making this Dominican, you know, concoction that she found back in the Dominican with this water and flavored vodka. And we have three kids at home, and inevitably, you know, we drink all water pretty much as a family. And so these little, I call them Jill's landmines, they kind of kept popping up around the house. And our kids grabbed, you know, the wrong water bottle, took a little sip, and was like, wow, this water doesn't taste right. And I kind of looked at Jill like,
it's rotten.
You know, you should probably mark those somehow.
Yeah.
And so she wrote Mom on all hers and just told the kids, said, you know, if it says Mom on it, don't drink it. And so her kids, her friends kind of started coining the term Jill's Mom Water because she was always seen drinking a bottle of water that said Mom on it. And she, credit to her, she's the one that said, you know, I love these things. My friends like them. They're great. We can't find them anywhere, and they're kind of a pain to make all day. Why don't we do this? And I said, all that sounds great, Jill, but no, there's no way. Like, we don't have the finances, the know-how. So, yeah, when you say it kind of hit us, we joked that it found us. And we reluctantly kind of in the beginning, we were thinking very small, like, well, maybe if we do it, we can get it on shelves in our local county here in Indiana.
Yeah. And now it's just exploded. And I mean, kind of the process of going from that, did you approach distributors or do they find out about it? Or, you know, how does that work?
Yeah, it was funny because when we say we didn't know anything, I didn't even realize you needed a distributor. Whenever we started this thing, it was like we weren't from the alcohol industry. We didn't know anything about it. And right when we started the project, COVID happened about 3 months later. And, you know, the first thing we found was a partner to help us with the formulation. And once we kind of got that, then I was like, oh, we got to find a distributor. And then, you know, I was at least in sales and marketing my whole life. And so just through a lot of networking and kind of having belief that we maybe had something a little bit special, I'd call, I'd talk to people, I'd listen to them, I'd ask them questions. And, you know, before I knew it, we're in the hands of a distributor here in Indiana. They decided to pick us up. It was during COVID. So they said, listen, you're going to have to grow it. You know, we're not going to be out there actively doing a lot with it in the beginning. We're taking a chance on it. And I said, that's fine. So, you know, it just kind of went from there. One thing led to another. And we finally were able to release in Indiana, March of 21. And, you know, our first 750 cases sold out in like less than a day.
Oh, wow.
And it just kind of slowly started building from there. And by the end of that year, we had a longtime friend, John Bell. He's our partner. And he was like, listen, I think you guys got something special. If you ever want help, I'm in. He's like, I will help. And so we brought him on board, and his first thing said, you probably need to quit your jobs. And
wow,
that kind of freaked us out.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air right now with Jill and Bryce Morrison, the owners of Mom Water. As I listen to your story, I sit here and think, potentially, I may be wrong, that one of the blessings and the curse is that we wanted to put fruit flavors into it. So now you got to kind of preserve or maintain the integrity of that fruit. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. The lucky thing for us is we had such a good partner that understood all the nuances of how to make a beverage, how to make sure, you know, the pH level in it is good, the citric acid level. The one thing for us that we held true to from the beginning was we weren't really making this as a, I'll say, a revenue stream or a company. Sure. Every decision we were making was, we just want to have this so that Jill doesn't have to make it anymore.
Yeah.
If it's small enough, right?
It was a very local need.
We didn't do anything. Yeah, we didn't make decisions based off margins and market studies. It was like, hey, we like this and we don't want to skimp. And so, you know, we were very, very clear from the beginning. We weren't cutting corners. And so, you know, margin wise, it made it probably harder in the beginning because all of our ingredients were expensive. And, but it's really turned out great because now we don't have to worry about what's in it. Like it's the cleanest thing in an alcoholic can that you can buy.
I want to go back to what you said a second ago about the quitting your jobs. Now, if I read this right, Jill, you were an occupational therapist, and Bryce, you're in like hospice. Was that right?
Correct.
Yeah, and I mean, this thing just took off, and so you had no background in this. I mean, you didn't know what you're doing, and it's turned into this. And I mean, y'all are selling millions of cases of this stuff. I saw some picture. The equivalent is like the big, you know, Coke or beer displays when you walk in. I mean, there's a display of like a huge display of Mom Water somewhere and all the cases. And I mean, that has to be such a rush to go to just kind of get into this. And then it's grown to this. I mean, you have to be so proud of that.
Oh, and what a leap of faith.
Yeah. It honestly, that's for us, we are having fun. And we never take a day for granted because, yes, we both of us were in healthcare. We never looked at ourselves as entrepreneurs. And it just kind of, like I said, it found us and just started happening. And now, you know, we have 27 employees. We're, you know, in 36 states. And we've kind of been able to even crack the top 10 in our category, which is just wild to us. Like, we didn't think we'd sell 10,000 cases, let alone, you know, over a million cases. And you know, we are very humbled and blessed and, you know, we never take it for granted.
Yeah. We got, man, just enjoy it for sure. It's, now we don't have it here in Alabama yet. And, like day to day, I do insurance stuff and it's interesting because, a couple of the companies have come by and they're talking about, you know, some changes in the laws coming up that they may start, offering some liquor liability stuff that they haven't before. So I think this may be along the same paths of possibly getting Mom Water into Alabama.
Opening that channel, and
seeing it happen. I hope it does.
Yes, we will for sure eventually be there. We're kind of in the wait and see. So we've grown so fast, we had to be a little careful of how quickly we expanded. Like last year, we only added two states.
Sure.
This year, we're only adding six. And there's a certain strategy to it. But yeah, when it comes to Alabama, it is a traditional control state, which we are a liquor. We're not a malt like a lot of the seltzers. They can kind of get around those laws because they're a beer. And a lot of states are starting to change their laws for RTDs like ourselves with a lower ABV to where we could be sold by the beer network and we don't have to go through that liquor control board.
Yeah.
And so what Alabama's actually, yeah, they've been kind of, I think there's some laws up for votes and, there's a chance, I think, even we'd heard rumors maybe, you know, mid this year they might have the laws changed. And we're just trying to let that shake out because what we don't want to do is release in the wrong way and then the laws change and then we have to redo everything. And so we have a pathway there. We're just trying to see when it is based off that law.
Yeah.
It sounds like passion fruit infused was one of the first flavors that got y'all into this idea in the Dominican, right? Has that stuck into one of your final flavors? And what other flavors do you have?
It was the original OG flavor, but our current popular flavors are Linda, which is peach blueberry, Nancy orange pineapple, and Susan strawberry kiwi.
Yeah. And that's another great thing. The marketing, I don't know, you know, if y'all came up with all of that, but each one of these is named.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty interesting.
Drink.
I didn't realize that.
And then I guess, too, in the future, now y'all started Dad Water, right?
Oh, is this right?
That's right. Okay. We have Dad Water. Yes.
So what is Dad Brilliant. Water? Well, what's Dad Water going to be?
So what we did with the Mom Water, you're correct on the names. We wanted it to be a celebration of moms. And so we have personalities with all of our flavors. Everybody kind of kept jokingly asking us, hey, where's Dad Water? And we'd answer with, that's called beer, or that's called beer.
Right.
And then we kind of sat down and said, listen, if we're going to do it, we tend to like to innovate more. There's not a lot of innovation in the alcohol world. It's a lot of people that will see something, copy it, try to make it better. And so we said, well, what could we do to be different? And so with Dad Water, we sat down and we decided to do tequila. And Dad Water is the same concept as Mom Water. It's not carbonated. There's no sweeteners. It is fruit-infused tequila water. Mm. And we upped the alcohol content just a bit, 5.25.
Okay.
And we put them in the standard size beer cans instead of the skinnies.
Oh, yeah. How about this?
You know, something else I wanted to point out, too, is, I mean, this isn't just like at the, you know, the ABC or the liquor store down here. I mean, y'all are, like, have a partnership with Trader Joe's and other people, correct?
Yes, we're in a lot of chains nationally.
Yeah, we actually, we're getting almost full, like, Walmart distribution here starting this spring.
Oh, wow.
Most of the major chains, it's kind of wild because we had one of the first ones that really stood out to all of us was Target.
Yeah.
Very hard to get into. And we had always joked internally, like, this product seems like it's made for Target, right?
Right.
Moms love Target. It's like the number one demographic of their customer.
Sure.
And so it was funny because the first time he met us and he looked at it, he goes, wow, this looks like it was made for Target.
Yeah.
We said, yeah, it kind of does. And so they've been a great partner. But a lot of those national chains, that's really a big driver of our business.
Man, I heard about y'all. I guess the way I found out about you, since we don't have it in Alabama, was y'all did an event down at the Floribama. Do y'all get out on the road kind of promoting a lot? And I would think that's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. We try to make as many as we can and travel. We do have three teenagers, so they keep us pretty busy.
Yeah,
sure.
When
sure.
we're able, we go.
Yeah. I mean, connecting with the audience for Jill and I is like the most fun thing. So you'll usually find us working a lot of our events. We're going to be working the booth or the tent. And obviously we're big enough now, we have to hire some out, but we love it when we can be there and we can do things and connect with a lot of that community, because it is kind of wild. The community of fans that has kind of been built up in a short amount of time around Mom Water. It's been amazing. And I think that's what keeps us both going every single day.
Yeah. Well, I hate to have to let y'all go. We got to run to get on to the rest of the stuff, but thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit. If people want to find out about it, what's the website?
Yeah. So we're at, www.drinkmomwater.com, or for Dad Water, it's the same, www.drinkdadwater.com. And the same, we're at Drink Mom Water and Drink Dad Water across pretty much all the social media accounts.
Well, man, I hope y'all just continue having tremendous success. Again, thanks so much for getting up early and coming on the show with us. And, man, I hope to run into you in person sometime.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate the opportunity. And we'll be there soon enough, and hopefully, absolutely, when we can launch Alabama, we'll come down there and visit.
Okay, man. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Jill and Bryce Morrison, the owners of Mom Water.